This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Lisa Wysocki. Today I am in Mound, Minnesota, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July 7, episode 1733. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Lord, I love to hear that Friday 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice to my truck, I head into town, get it on.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a day before the weekend. It's Friday.
Yay. Awesome.
My last show of the week, and I'm happy to get into the weekend. You know, Jamie is already in the weekend because she has a horse show. That's why Lisa is here filling in today. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's such an honor to always be here.
And Jamie is heading to the cooler part of Arizona up at the top, and she's going to a horse show with Zeus this weekend, so we wish her the best of luck. But we always love having Lisa back, and she's kind of become our full-time fill-in host, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
When Kat Enright's not keeping you too busy, anyway.
Yeah, and she has been lately.
Yeah, I know. You've been in your hidey hole.
I have been, yeah.
Well, you know what I'm so excited about is it's been announced that there are two sites now being considered for the 2024 Olympics, and that's Paris and Los Angeles. It might be coming back to Los Angeles.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
They could take over another golf course. Woo-hoo!
That's right. That's right. It's about what's left in Los Angeles. So now they do have to submit. The cities have to submit their extensive plans for all the disciplines or all the sports rather, and where they would be held. And horses are no exception to that. The equestrian disciplines are no exception. So what happened with Paris is they said if they were selected that dressage, show jumping, and eventing would happen. And this is why I don't want it to be in France, because I cannot say any of the names. So it's going to be in Palais de Versailles?
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a massive complex known for its chateau. It's a complex of multiple buildings on the grounds directly west of Paris. It's an elegant venue with sufficient acreage to host all three events, including the cross country. There's a longstanding equestrian academy on the site, which is nice. And the entire state is steeped in horse history over the centuries. Well, what part of England or Europe isn't, rather?
True.
Versailles, as the Kentuckians say it, is yes. 40 minutes from the Olympic Village, which is comparable to previous host cities. Now, in Los Angeles, is a little different, and I can't say those names either. In Los Angeles, they've chosen the...
I think it's Sepulveda.
Sepulveda Valley Sports Complex as the host site of the equestrian events, about 11 miles from the Olympic Village, which will be at UCLA. The acreage will be sufficient to host all three disciplines, canoe, slalom, and shooting. They're going to put the shooting with the horses?
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's always good. The temporary arena. Maybe rethink that a little bit, boys.
Yeah.
The temporary arena will have a seating capacity of 15,000. There's a large uncultivated space that should be sufficient. Apparently, Paris will be able to seat many more than that, like up to 30,000.
Wow.
They'll have to build a cross-country course. It says no buildings, residents, or businesses will be displaced by the games. It's sort of an underutilized space. I didn't know there was any of that in L.A.
Surprise.
Yeah. So yeah. Now this is the thing about LA, and this is the, I'm going to read this paragraph to you. Though as it happens, there's a reason that it's unutilized space is the basin where they're talking about holding it is an emergency flood zone intended to stop sufficient damage in the city of Los Angeles where the Los Angeles River to overflow. The good news is August is most definitely not a time of year that California experiences flooding. And even the high water rains earlier this year, the basin's use as a floodplain was limited.
So can you just imagine, so yes. 2024 in August, there's going to be a downpour, and instead of show jumping, we're going to have equestrian synchronized swimming.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Canoe slalom, they'll be real happy. They're going to be
exactly,
fine.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, they've got the canoe slalom already, you know, set up, so that would indicate that they're already expecting water, right?
Yes. And, you know, shooting might not go so well either with all those wet bullets.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a great plan, because you know what? It's Murphy's Law.
I know, but wouldn't it be great to have it in LA? We could all go and, you know, it would be awesome.
It would, you know, try on next year and then LA in 2024.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Well, yeah. That's what's going on.
We can all hide at Debbie's house.
There you
right,
go.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, she'll love that. So, yeah. So we are going to find out what's coming up on today's show from Jennifer.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Kimberly Hale is going to stop by to start things out, and she is going to introduce us to Go and Play Stables. And then mid-show, Baby Goat's mom calls in. That's Mary Kitzmiller, and she is live at the Kentucky Horse Park where she is hanging out at the Extreme Mustang Makeover, and we need to find out whether or not she has adopted a baby Mustang to go with her baby goat. And then Devin Horn has a report from the trail in Colorado. And then at the finish, Really Bad Ads gets a yellow card for dangerously bad classified ad writing. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
I saw one of our auditors posted yesterday. She was looking, I think it was in Illinois or central part of the country someplace. She said, they must know about really bad ads now because I can't find a bad one anymore. That's funny. Well, our
not thought, looking in the right place.
Right. Yeah. You just look, you can look outside your area and you'll find plenty. You know, on a serious note, our thoughts and prayers go out to the owners of the 18 horses that died in a fire in the Chicago suburbs Wednesday. It was the Del Real Stables in Plainfield, Illinois, and it's only about 20 miles out of Chicago. It was apparently fully engulfed by the time the fire department got there. There were no hydrants of any kind. They had to find a local water source and run hoses, and that always takes a lot of time. So they it was a big barn, too. It was holding 30 horses. Two people managed to get 12 of the horses out of the building. Those two people were sent to the hospital with injuries. So they were injured trying to get the horses out. They tried their best, and they did end up in the hospital because of that. So we just want to give our thoughts and prayers out to everybody that had horses there and everybody affiliated with that. It's always very sad. We get way too many of these stories every year.
Yeah. Very sad. Very sad. And it's heartbreaking.
It is
really
heartbreaking. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And one of the good things that came out of that, like happens in most times in the horse world, is that the local horse community came out in droves, showed up at the property to help and supplies, brought supplies and hay and food. And so they're really getting a lot of help from the local community there. So
that's amazing. You know, there's nobody better than horse people, really. Yep. You know, they'll always step up.
All right, let's do our daily whinnies. I have a multi-parter today.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Well, Well, so my happy birthday goes out to Kimberly Smiley, whose birthday was earlier in the week. So happy birthday, Kimberly. We're glad you're a listener and an auditor. I also want to welcome new auditor Linda Carpenter. And Linda, if you just search for HRN Auditors on Facebook, you'll find a Facebook page that is for auditors. And you can just ask to join and we'll add you in there. I was not able to find you on Facebook, so please do that. We also want to wish Auditor Doreen Rose and Flora, her cute little pony, luck at the Kentucky Horse Park this weekend. She's in the National Dressage Pony Cup. So they drove down from Long Island and that was a long drive from Long Island. Yep. But it looked like her and a pony did well. So apparently it rained all day yesterday. Kentucky is just, it's so unpredictable. But apparently it rained all day, so it was a little sloppy. But we wish her the best of luck. And also Auditor Allison Elfrink, who is there for the Extreme Mustang Makeover, also being held at the Kentucky Horse Park. And we'll hear from Mary Kitzmiller a little bit later in the show about that. So that's my extensive list of daily winnies.
So my daily whinny goes out to a therapeutic riding center here in the Twin Cities area in the Minneapolis area called We Can Ride. And they had the same location for 35 years. And just a couple of months ago, they had to move after 35 years. And so, you know, their horses and their participants.
They had to be one of the first 35 years as a therapeutic
very
riding
early.
Center?
Early on in the therapeutic riding field, and they are just a fabulous, fabulous program. But if you can imagine, after 35 years having to move everything, and so they're getting ready to start up their new session in their new facility on July 15th, and I'm just wanting to wishing them a really, really good summer session and all the best of luck in their new facility.
Well, good. I'm glad they found a place.
Me too. They were looking for several years, and it was getting kind of scary.
Well, yeah. I just saw a post on our auditor page as well, and I wanted to give a helpful hint here. Somebody was saying, is there any way we can add a Listen Live button to the HRN app? Well, there is a Listen Live button on the HRN app, but apparently on the Google version, on the Android version, it actually says live at the top of the app, and that's the Listen Live button anytime we're live, Horses in the Morning or any of our special events. But apparently on the Apple version, it doesn't say live. It has a little logo at the bottom that's a speaker with sound coming out of it. That's the Listen Live button. And apparently I need to have the developer change that to actually say live, because people were confused and didn't realize what that was for. So, and I'm surprised it doesn't say live, actually. So we're going to have that corrected. If you haven't updated the app recently, you should. If you're not seeing Heels Down Happy Hour, then you should update the app, because you do not have the latest version. There is an update available. So Heels Down Happy Hour will be our newest show at the bottom. And if you don't see that, then definitely update your app. In addition to that, we have two new shows just confirmed that are going to be starting. So we'll be up to 16 shows here shortly. And we'll be giving you more announcements about those shows coming up. Now, Lisa, you said Lisa, of course, is an author. She does the Cat and Write books, and we are very proud to be included in those books.
Yes.
You have had three so far, and you're writing your fourth, right?
I'm just finishing the fourth one. Cat is mostly at Canterbury Park, which is a racetrack here in Shakopee, Minnesota. And so she's kind of pulled between her home in Tennessee and the racetrack. And so it's you know, she gets into her usual trouble, dead bodies, mayhem, and, you know, all throughout her possibly psychic horse, Sally Blue is kind of leading the way and trying to help her along. So it's a lot of fun. They're just so much fun to write.
She reminds me so much. Who was that? She had a TV show for a long time. The woman who always was finding dead bodies everywhere.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yes,
Angela
Murder,
Lansbury.
She Wrote. Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
Kind of reminds me of her. She just, everywhere you go, there's a dead body.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's the worst version of that.
Yeah, this time it's a jockey, and then another jockey is missing, and a groom is missing, and she, you know, her dad is involved. Her dad hasn't been a part of her life for a long time, so he's kind of entered the picture, and of course, horses in in the morning are there, you know, they're there at the track doing a special report, and
we get around. We get around in your books. We travel more in your books than we do in real life.
I think so. I think, you know, Kat really probably needs to go to, like, I don't know, Australia or New Zealand or something and bring you guys on.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And we, any word about us playing ourselves in the movie? No word.
Well, you know, it's under option for film and television, and meetings apparently are going along really, really well.
I haven't gotten a call from my agent yet, so.
Yeah. You know, you probably need to get that all in line, and you know, it's just kind of hurry up and wait. And I mean, I would love to see Kat on the screen. It would be just a ton of fun, and I think everybody, all her fans would love it. You know, she has her own Facebook page now.
Oh, does she? And I didn't know that. What's it? What is it?
She does. It's Kat Enright Mystery Horsewoman, and so you'll get updates on all of her doings, and sometimes, you know, sometimes the horses post, and sometimes other characters in the book post, because Kat's often busy. But it's fun for everybody to keep up with Kat on Facebook. And
all right, yeah. Well, if we don't get to be in the movie or the TV, whatever, if we don't get to be in it, do we at least get to go to the red carpet?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to invite us to that?
Yeah.
Because we are such an integral part of these books, of course.
Well, of course you are. You take like two or three pages, you know.
Right.
Yeah, the newest book is called The Main Equation. It's going to be out, I think, in December, but you can order it on Amazon right now.
Oh, really?
And so possibly, and Barnes & Noble, too, I think.
So we're taking early orders at this point?
Yeah. Yeah. And I encourage, if people are interested, I encourage them to order early, because what happens is the bookstores bring in a certain number of books. And then if you haven't pre-ordered, they sell out. And then it's a couple weeks before you can get your order in again. That happens all the time.
All right, cool. But Angela Lansbury, I've been trying to think of that since we said Murder, She Wrote.
That's it.
It's Angela Lansbury. That's right.
Yes.
Sorry. I've been working on that the whole time. All right. We have our first guest ready. That's your cue.
Yeah.
To introduce her.
This is my cue. Sorry. Yes. So Kimberly Hale is here from Go and Play Stables. Go and Play Stables is a standardbred rescue and rehoming program based out of the Peterborough, Northumberland, Ontario, Canada area. It's a registered Canadian charity dedicated to taking standardbreds off the track and giving them a wonderful second career. The goal is to promote the use of standardbreds in sport and to educate the general public to acknowledge the breed as being suitable for more than just harness racing. We do, or they rely solely on donations and fundraisers, and none of their volunteers receive any form of compensation. And, you know, in 6 years, they have found homes for more than 100 standardbred horses.
Woo-hoo.
I think. Awesome. Yeah, this is awesome. So, Kimberly, are you here?
I am.
Oh, it is so great to talk to you. You know, I've worked with a few standardbreds in my training career, and I have found them to be such smart and level-headed horses. How did you get involved in all of this?
Well, I grew up in the racing industry. My family raced standardbreds just kind of as a hobby. It wasn't a career thing or anything.
Right.
And so I had standardbreds my whole life. And in 2014, I had to find a new home for my own standardbred. And I had a friend who was involved with Go and Play Stable, and I'd never heard of them before. I kind of lived in the bubble, in a bubble up until that point. And she said, well, they could take her. And I got talking to the lady that runs the rescue, Sarah Waldrum. And she said, well, why don't you come volunteer? You can board your standardbred and you can keep her. And the rest is kind of history after that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like you just really fell in love with the mission of the program. And because you're on the board now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm now their secretary. So I've kind of worked my way up from just cleaning the stalls and looking after the horses to doing more of the paperwork. So
now, how many horses do you have there at any one time?
We don't, unfortunately, last fall we had a big drought here in Ontario, and hay became very expensive, and it was just too hard to keep a facility going.
Got it.
So we closed down our facility. So we run on foster homes.
Got it. Yeah.
But when we had a facility, we had anywhere upwards of 15 horses at a time. Right now we have 5 or 6 that are in foster homes, but a big part of our program is having owners contact us that either off the racetrack or riding horse owners that contact and are looking for a new home for their standardbred, and we find it right directly from where they are. So there's less moving involved for the horse, which is better for them anyway.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, I'm familiar with several rescues in the Tennessee area, and I know a lot of them work on a foster system as well. It seems to work out, you know, fairly well. Now, what kind of jobs do these horses get after they're rescued? I mean, as I said, I've worked with standardbreds. I absolutely love the breed, and I think people don't understand that. Boy, they can be really great for a lot of things other than just harness racing. What other things do you find that they
do? Are a majority of our horses that get adopted out go to be pleasure trail horses. They're so incredibly smart, and they've seen so much that they're great on trails because they're not spooky. You know, they're very level-headed.
They are.
But we have horses that have been adopted out for dressage. We have one that was adopted out recently that's starting an eventing career.
Cool.
Pleasure driving. Pleasure driving is kind of a big one. Anybody that just wants a horse to drive around just to have some fun that maybe isn't a rider, especially older people, they definitely love them for pleasure horses. We have some that have been adopted out for Western gaming. I mean, from one end of the spectrum to the other, they've been adopted out. We had one that's adopted out that's in training to be a thoroughbred pony horse at a racetrack. So they've literally been adopted for just about everything.
So if you're a standardbred horse, you either trot or you pace. Is there a preference for one over the other? Is there a bias for specific trainers or people who want to adopt? Do they prefer a trotter or a pacer?
A lot of people really want trotters because a lot of people find the pacers are very hard to retrain, which to us isn't true. It's just a little more patience. The trotter already has the trot gait down. Sometimes pacers, some of them will pick up a trot naturally. Some of them need some trot pulls and some time to figure out that it's okay to trot. But a lot of horses that we get going through are pacers because a lot of trotters, people will buy them. They'll go out and buy them right off the racetrack. And so they're not the ones that are really looking for homes. So the majority of horses we get are pacers. But, you know, I find that there's really, people have a bias towards a trotter, but anybody that's willing to take a chance on a pacer, they find that there's no difference at the end of the day.
Yeah. You know, I live in Tennessee, and gated horses are really big in the South. And I know a lot of people prefer a gated horse in that part of the country. So I don't know if it's the same where you are, but sounds like maybe not. But, you know, if you like a gated horse, I've ridden a pacer. And once you kind of get used to that gait, it's very, very comfortable, I think.
It is. And a lot of people that have pacers that do pace, they say they love their gait. My own mare, she can trot and she does trot, but she was a free-legged pacer when she raced. So learning to trot has been a very slow process, and her pace is wonderfully smooth as long as she goes slow. If she goes fast, not so much. But
with a lot of horses that trot, you know, a fast trot on
some horses is not comfortable either.
So,
no, it's definitely not.
Yeah. So how do people get involved in this program? I mean, I think Go and Play Stables is such a needed thing because you don't hear a lot about standardbred rescues. You hear about all different other kinds of horse rescues, but not standardbred.
They're like
rescues.
The ugly stepchild below thoroughbreds because you always hear about the thoroughbreds and not the standardbreds. And they're not all jugheads anymore. You know, 30 years ago, we all thought they were jugheads because they had these great big heads. But they don't look like that anymore. They're not that anymore. You know, they're such good horses. And they're probably, if you're taking brains, they're better than the thoroughbreds brain wise.
Yeah, they're very,
stop here.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, please send your complaints to
Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. She handles all the complaints. So anything I say, you can just complain to her. But it's true, right? I mean, isn't it true, Kimberly? That's always been the case, and I'm not quite sure why.
Yes, they are definitely. We have many of our standardbreds that people mistake for warm bloods now and thoroughbreds. And even one of them was mistaken for a quarter horse, except for the brand on the side of their neck. That's the only thing that makes the difference. And they blend in. when you see them in open shows, you wouldn't know which one's the standard bred except for the freeze brand on the side of their neck. So,
wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and they, you know, as I said several times already, I really do like the breed, and having trained a few of them, they're very easygoing. They're very smart. They're very sensible.
Before we go any further, I happen to know that Kimberly, you have a retired standard bred of your own, 11-year-old mare, right?
I do.
You know, I got to have you say the name.
Her registered name is Hoochie Goochie Mama. I call her Hooch. I also call her Donkey Ears because she has massive, massive standard bred ears.
Yeah.
And she looks part mule. So a lot of people like to joke that she's a mule, not a standard bred. But
this is a race.
I don't know how she got her name.
This is a race caller's dream, this name. Calling that down the back stretch.
Gucci Mama.
It is. Unfortunately, she wasn't a great racehorse, so they never got to use it a whole lot in great context, but it is. And I don't know how she got that name. She came to me with it, and I really wish that I would know, but I've never looked into trying to find out.
Yeah.
But, that would be interesting.
It's definitely an interesting name, and she has a very interesting personality. So with the name, all I have to do, she raced a lot at our local racetrack core at the Downs in Peterborough. And all I have to do is, and she's been retired since 2011. And all I have to do is walk down the back stretch. And if somebody happens to ask what my standard bred's name is, and I tell them, everybody knows who she is because she was known for not being the greatest personality in the world. And now she does beginner riding lessons for little children. So, I mean, standard bred, she's pretty much she's a walking view of how different they can be.
yeah.
She just didn't like the backside. She didn't like the racetrack.
Yeah, why her thing?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's it. She just didn't like racing. She likes children and being lazy.
Yeah.
So she lived up to her name at the racetrack. That's funny. That's a great name.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And what color is she?
She is dark brown, almost she's registered as bay, but she's pretty close to being a brown color, and she doesn't have any white on her except one little spot on her foot. And she dapples out beautifully in the summer, but in the wintertime, her nose goes very light brown and the rest of her goes very dark, and she really looks like a mule then. So she earns her mule nickname.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is so cool. So how do people get involved? How do they find you? And you have some board positions open, is that right?
We do. We used to, our board, we kind of kept it local, but now with today's technology, Skype and everything, meetings aren't such a bad thing, and they're pretty easy to do online nowadays. And we just find that we'd love to expand to people that are in different areas with open ideas, because we just want to see where this can go. I mean, it's been getting bigger every year, especially since 2013 when Ontario canceled the Slots at Racetracks program, which cut a lot of the funding to the standard bred racetracks, and almost 10,000 horses lost their ability to race because there just wasn't the money and the ability and the tracks to run it. So standard breds have been quickly needing homes. And so we've been growing very rapidly, and we would just love people's new ideas of where they think we should go.
What is the website?
So our website is www.goandplaystables.org. It's pretty easy to find, thankfully.
Goandplaystables.org. Okay. I hope everybody checks them out, because it's a really, really great charity, and something that's very much needed. So thank you, Kimberly, so much for coming on. And we so appreciate having had the time to talk to you and learn more about what you're doing. And, you know, go give Hooch a hug for all of us.
Thank you. I will. And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate having the ability to come on and just talk about what I love so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Well, I got to tell you that we're the only radio show in America today that said the words Hoochie Goochie Mama. We are the only ones. And go give Hooch a hug. We're the only ones that said that too. So. I love our job. All right, we're going to hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're coming back with a report from Mary Kitzmiller from the Kentucky Horse Park.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And thank you to KPP for their continued support of Horses in the Morning. You can also find them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, now coming to us live from the Kentucky Horse Park, we have our very own Mary Kitzmiller. Hi, Mary.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Hi, Mary.
So I heard it was a little rainy there yesterday.
Just a little bit, like all day and like a lot of the night.
Welcome to Kentucky.
I've never been to Kentucky in July, but this is depressing.
You know, Kentucky can be any way, any day. It just changes every minute. It really does.
Well, it sounds like Texas.
Yes, yes. Only is it a little cooler than Texas, or are you hot as heck?
It's cooler temperature wise. It's like it's been in the 80s, you know, because of the rain, and but it's very muggy, which I guess is very similar to what I got at home. So this is more of the same pretty much.
Well, why are you there, Mary?
We have a booth at the Extreme Mustang Makeover that is going on at the Horse Park. And, so that's why I'm here and, taking in all the Mustang excitement.
Well, I
kind of wishing I could be home working on my Mustang.
I saw you posting yesterday. There were some cute babies and you were pining over them. And did you keep your hands in your pockets and not in your wallet?
Yes. Well, and with the youth, they don't typically the youth events, they don't auction them off at the end. But a lot of them will want to reassign them after the competition. I haven't found any that are up for reassignment yet, but I love baby Mustangs because they usually have no tail because they've all chewed each other's tails off, and they're kind of in that awkward baby stage where they're no longer full, not quite grown up, and they all have little pot bellies and skinny necks, and they're just like tossing their heads and they're threatening to run their kids over, and it's just the cutest thing I've ever seen, and I want one.
Aw.
You posted a picture yesterday with a little story. Tell us that story. It was so cute.
Well, that was actually my favorite Mustang. It's the youngest Mustang, the littlest Mustang, and the youngest kid has him. Really cute little boy. And this little Mustang has this kid's number. I mean, he's just going wherever he wants. And, you know, this kid is so small and he can't really, you know, get a hold of him. And so I kind of watched him in the warm-up pen and I was, you know, just kind of looking out for him and making sure it was okay. But came into the class last night. They started the youth classes last night. And this thing was just not going to have it. The first maneuver was they were supposed to lead him to a round pen so they could turn him loose and re-catch him. And this horse was just like, I'm leaving, and just kept dragging the kid off to the gate. And I'm sitting there kind of gritting my teeth like, oh my gosh, I hope it's going to be okay. And actually, a friend of mine who's judging the event, he really stepped in and just did a great job. He just hopped right out of his chair, went over. He didn't take the horse from the kid, didn't do anything like that. But he, like, just talked him through it, got him to the round pen, and then the rest of the class went terrific. The kid did a great job. He didn't, you know, didn't lose any kind of, he was a good sport and really got through it. So I was really happy to see that. I thought that was a neat little moment.
That judge absolutely should be given an award. That's what
absolutely
it's all about right there, right? I mean, what's his name? Do you know?
Yeah. Con Livingston. Yeah.
That is cool.
That's neat. That was a neat story. What kind of classes will they have at the Mustang Makeover?
So typically, well, we've got the actual makeover competition, which is the adults that are riding the horses. They've got a Mustang Open competition here, which is open to any branded Mustang. So it doesn't have to be a makeover horse. And they for that, they have like a freestyle and riding classes and trail and walk truck canter and all of that kind of stuff. They've got the youth competition, and typically they all have the same theme. There's usually an in-hand class for the adults and the youth. It's called Handling and Conditioning. And this is really a class for the adopters, potential adopters, to look at these horses. You get to see how healthy they are, how well taken care of they've been for the last 3 or 4 months. They turn the horse loose in the round pen at one part during the class, and the trainer has to go in and re-catch. So it lets any potential adopter know, okay, I could probably catch this horse in an open area. And they'll have to pick up their feet, show that they can breast the horse. There's usually always a trailer loading element. So that's just a good thing for an adopter to see, like, okay, I could probably get this thing home if I had to. And then they have a trail class and like a horsemanship type class. And in the trail, you're riding or leading through obstacles if you're a youth. And they keep the obstacles challenging, but they're not too challenging for a 4 month out of the wild Mustang. So that's always really pretty cool to see. And then after it's all said and done, they have a top 10 finalist class, and that is a freestyle where they have 3.5 minutes. You ride the music, and it is no holds barred. It is show us what you got. And that's always the fun thing to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is an annual event there at the horse park, right?
Yes. These kind of satellite makeover competitions move all over the country. But right. If there's an area that they've had a lot of success at, and I know Kentucky's always has been a good one for them in the past, they'll keep coming back. So I'm pretty sure they haven't announced the schedule for next year yet, I don't think. But I'm pretty sure they'll be back in Kentucky. It's already, I'm really surprised at how big the crowd is. For a lot of people will kind of hold back and show up for the freestyles, but the crowd for these other classes is pretty good here.
And you've got,
oh, that's great.
You have a packed horse park too. We're just saying some of our auditors are there at the dressage show, and there's jumping going on, right? So, I mean, there must be a million horses at the horse park right now.
Oh, yeah. I just drove by the dressage horses, and someone's got this adorable Fjord dressage horse, and I really wanted to stop and check that out, but I'll maybe be able to catch that later.
And I know one of our other auditors who you know, Allison, is there for the open Mustang classes, I think, so you'll probably see her there over the weekend, too.
Yep, I've run into her once already.
Good. Well, now, Lisa Mary is competing at the Extreme Mustang Makeover in Fort Worth in September, and we're going out. We're going to go watch
awesome.
Her. We're going to cheer her on.
Great.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! So we're all excited, so don't screw it up, Mary, because we you're representing.
Oh, I know.
Okay?
Coming here and watching this, I'm getting itchy wanting to go home and work on my horse. So she's doing really good, but, you know, fingers crossed.
See, we have this thing with hosts. They get our saddle pads with Horse Radio Network on them, and I determine when they're allowed to actually use it. So Jamie said to me, I'm going to the show this weekend. Her horse hasn't always been cooperative, and I said, not yet. You can't use a saddle pad yet. So, well, thanks, Mary, for the report. We hope you get some clear weather and everything clears out. Now, I know the Mustangs, a lot of the activity is at the Alltech Arena, so that's terrific. What a place for little kids to go into with 8,000 seats in that huge arena. That's kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
Well,
you're outside in the mud. This is one of the things that always gets Mustangs. You're out in the muggy weather, and then you go and get blasted with air conditioning. And if you thought maybe your horse was a little tired in the warm-up, and you better lay off of him, and then you go in that arena, and you realize, oh, no, he's still got bundles of energy left.
Well, where are you set up? If anybody's heading to the horse park this weekend, where are you set up with your stand?
Okay, I'm really bad at north, south, east, and west. So if you go in the entrance, go right and keep going till you run into Crazy Colors.
Okay, so that's you're at the Alltech Arena. You're in the Alltech Arena on the concourse there that goes around it. Okay.
On the right side.
Very good. You're actually near the booth where we broadcast from, right? You're on that side?
I'm not too far from the sound booth either. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, Mary, you have fun and sell a ton.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Mary.
And if you want to see Mary's products, just go to marykitzmiller.com. She has a bunch of her products on there. They're absolutely beautiful stuff. Well, that's cool. Fun. You know, the horse park this time of year is nuts. we lived there. Yeah. We'd go over and there'd be 15 horse shows going at the same time. There'd be horses everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's just crazy. Well, let's do this. We're going to go next to Devin Horn, and I recorded this yesterday because I had to get her when she actually had cell service. She's been on our show recently. If you remember, she was on a couple of weeks ago. She's helping Leslie Wiley get ready for the Mongol Derby. Devin has done the Mongol Derby, and she also has done many other crazy things in her life. She's a bit of a daredevil. She's a roller derby girl, and she's just a badass.
And, obviously.
Yeah, her and four of her friends decided to do the Colorado Trail, which is 500 miles through the Rockies. And it follows the Continental Divide in places. It follows the Continental Divide Trail in places. So,
Can you imagine the scenery, Glenn?
Oh, we were out there, 2 years ago, and the scenery in Colorado is just unbelievable in the Rockies.
I know.
So what they're seeing is probably pretty incredible. And she has a report for us. She's been out there 5 days, and she's going to try and check in every week. I think this is going to take 5 or 6 weeks to finish. So let's hear the report from Devin. Well, we have Devin Horn on with us. You've heard her recently on the show helping Leslie out, or torturing Leslie, actually, to get ready for the Mongol Derby. And then Devin was heading out to a 500-mile ride across Colorado and the Rockies. And when did you start, Devin? When did you get on the horse and head out?
We started at 5 o'clock in the morning on July 1st out of just south of Denver, Colorado.
So you've been on the trail for about 5 days, 6 days?
Yep, that's correct.
And now you're going to be reaching some serious altitudes in this ride, right?
We already have. The pass we did yesterday was up over 12,500 feet.
Has it been a problem for the horses? Yeah, has it been a problem?
No, the horses are taking it really well, and I'm adjusting.
How about you're going out with five other girls, women?
Yes, the team is five total. It includes Reagan Kelly, Lissa Raven, Jess Goodlett, and Annie, as well as myself.
And has anybody,
five of us and six horses.
Has anybody had trouble with the altitude?
Human wise, not so much, and the horses are looking really strong today as well. I'm doing a lot of walking just for myself and because my horse is 13.2. So we've covered about 100 miles in 5 days, and I think I've walked 68 of them.
Wow.
So
I'm probably
in the worst shape as far as humans go. The horses all look great.
Why are you walking so much? Was it your horse having trouble, or are you just trying to give your horse a break? What was the story?
Well, you know, this little 13.2 horse I picked up out of a kill pen just three months ago. So I've done a little bit of conditioning with him, but I wasn't really sure how he was going to take the mountains and the distance. But I don't think I have much to fear because he's taking these mountains better than I am, I think.
Because you're not riding
him. He's like a little goat. He's like a little mountain goat. He's only carrying about 20 pounds of gear. I mean, he's literally headbutting me up some of these ascents. It's pretty funny.
And is he looking at all the other horses and sticking his tongue out going, I got the easy one?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's definitely teasing our pack horse, Samuel, who's carrying about 70 pounds.
Oh, geez. Well, now tell us, are you on the Continental Divide Trail? Is that what you're doing?
Right now we are. The Continental Divide Trail is 3,000 miles long, give or take. Yeah. The Colorado Trail is 500 miles, but right now we're actually riding the Continental Divide because they do join up.
Now, how wide is it? Is it obviously wide enough for horses, but is there a problem in some places, or is it plenty wide enough?
The trails are definitely wide enough to be good ground for horses. We are having a couple of problems with downed trees. Some of them are too thick to pull off the trail, so we're having to kind of get off trail and weedle through the forest a little bit, which is always an adventure when we come across one. It takes us a little while to get around them.
Too big to jump, or the Arabs aren't interested?
You know, my pony might have something to say about the 4 foot jump.
Yeah, probably. Probably not up to a venting level yet. So
probably no. He needs another year of seasoning before we do, you know, 5 footers.
So now, are you seeing any critters on any bears or anything?
You know, I've smelled bears and seen bears fine, but we've not seen any bears. We ran into a herd of elk yesterday that we were terrified were moose until we realized that they were not moose. It was pretty funny. the panic that ensued, you know, we saw one through the trees and we thought it was a moose, so we were kind of, you know, scattering and then realized that it was a herd of elk. And probably were not going to hurt us.
Yeah, so, the elk pretty much stay to themselves. They're going, they just watch you go by.
Yeah, they're like deer.
And the bear are pretty much just going, I don't want any parts of that group. I'm out of here.
Yeah, probably because, you know, probably because we have so many horses and they're so big, we're probably not going to have too many problems with bears. But we are hanging up all of our food, you know, from bear bags at night just to be super safe.
I think he's looking at the five women that are cackling and giggling the whole time and going, I don't want anything to do with that. I'm out. That's what I don't think it has anything to do with the horses.
Yeah, probably. We are quite a crazy bunch out here.
Well, now you ran into a little trouble I saw on Facebook, and that's one of the fires, huh?
Yeah. So it was actually really weird because we were descending from Georgia Pass, which is our 12,000 foot climb. And we saw this small trickle of smoke and we said, oh man, somebody's got a campfire or something. That's really not smart. The ground is so dry. And we were actually able to watch the Breckenridge fire spread and spread and spread. And I mean, I'm talking about 50 acres, leaping flames, gushing winds. The planes are actually like dive bombing and putting that dust on the fire. And I'm looking at the fire and I'm looking at my compass. Looking at the fire, looking at my compass and going, guys, we have to ride through that. And we realized that at that point we were kind of stuck. But luckily, we were within cell phone signal and we put the word out scrambling. You know, we have an emergency crew that's pretty much got us handled with a backup trailer the entire month that we're going to be out here. But just as luck would have it, these 4 days, we don't have any backup.
Oh, wow.
So we put the word out on Facebook, we scrambled around, and of course the endurance riding community will, to a false point, give the shirts off their back for anybody who needs it. And a local endurance rider named Leah Kane came up with her trailer and actually ferried us around the fire and put us back on trail about 10 miles south of Breckenridge in the Copper Mountain area.
Mm-hmm.
So we are actually back on trail south of the fire. We can still smell the smoke, but we're perfectly safe here on segment 8, and we will continue tomorrow morning, thanks to her generosity.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad you got around. You didn't need to deal with that. That was was not good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You can skip 10 miles of the trail. We'll forgive you.
In a fire is one thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, we're going to be skipping 15 miles, and, you know, when you're hiking, if you get too close to the fire, you can, you know, hop on a road, you know, flip your thumb up and get out of there, but you can't do that with horses.
No. And
so we decided to take it pretty safe and you know, go around to the south.
How's camping been? Are you guys picketing? What are you doing for camping?
Yeah, we're at Highline. So in the night, all the horses go on Highline, but we're riding each morning to kind of get the cool of the day between 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. So from the hours of 3 to 9, the horses are actually on hobbles grazing. That's how they get some of their calories. We are carrying grain as well for them.
I was going to ask you how you're feeding them. So you're carrying some grain and then they're eating grass like horses do.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
And exactly. Yeah. It's actually amazing. They've done 100 miles in 5 days. And I don't think I any of them have been able to really keep up with their fodder needs. So
now you'll head back out tomorrow. How much are you? So if you're doing 100 miles, you're averaging about 20 a day.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And now, is it going to get easier or tougher from where you are now?
No, it's going to get much tougher. The trail right now is on par with the Tevis Cup, which, as you know, is one of the hardest 100-mile races in the world.
Right.
And I've been warned by everybody that the trail is only going to get harder. And we're just about to get onto the Continental Divide and then go across the San Juan Mountain Range.
Oh, wow.
And I don't think we will dip below 11,000 feet for a couple of days. It's going to be pretty rough going.
What are you packing in for yourselves to eat?
We have dehydrated dinners. Breakfast is like 4 or 5 packets of oatmeal and then a bunch of trail mix.
And are you, are there flasks? Do you all have flasks along too?
No, actually, we didn't bring any flasks. Although before I left, I did drink 2 beers. So that's kind of like my monthly allotment.
You know, Leslie would have probably let you have her wine bra to bring along. So you guys...
You know, I should have asked her. I should have asked if I could borrow the wine bra. That was a dumb move on my part for not asking.
You know, I don't think it happens so much. There's a thing called trail magic on most of the long distance trails, the Appalachian and out in California. I don't know that there's a lot of trail magic. Have you found any trail magic along the way? People bringing out food and drink and stuff?
Yeah, they on the Colorado Trail, they call them trail angels. And yeah. I would definitely put Leslie Kane, the girl who helped get around the fire, you know, in trail angel of the first degree category. But yeah, every once in a while you find little boxes filled with water or Gatorade or electrolytes, you know, just kind of peppered around. Although you can't put too much in the boxes, of course, because the bears can open them. So
yeah. Now, what are you doing about water? You know, that's the thing that hikers always have the most trouble with is water's heavy and you have to carry a lot of it. Are there a lot of water sources where you are?
Luckily, yes. The Colorado Trail has a lot of snowmelt rivers, so we have so far been able to find adequate water for the horses. They don't go more than 9 or 10 miles without a chance to drink, whether that be a spring-fed, you know, stream, or sometimes we have to haul buckets of water from, you know, a fire station hose to get them to drink and allow them to drink. But yeah, we're managing, and we have, you know, our water purification system for the riders as well. So water hasn't been an issue for us yet, you know, knock wood.
Although the snow melt, you probably wouldn't even need to purify much. That's going to be pretty pure coming
exactly.
off the top. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's not going to have too much trouble. Well, I am so excited for you guys. It looks like you're having a blast and dealing with everything as
it
comes.
We are.
Yeah.
This is a bucket list trip. I cannot believe what we've already, you know, endured and been through and triumphed over in just the first 5 days, and we still have 20 more days on this trail, and I can't wait to see what else we encounter and overcome, and you know,
now,
all that good stuff as a team.
Be honest, were you glad to get that shower?
What shower?
I assumed you had gotten one before you moved the horses. I assumed you had jumped off someplace.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I did get a cup of truck stop coffee, which has never tasted better.
All right. So everybody, if you're in Colorado and see 5 stinky girls riding by, you'll know who it is. Just say hi.
Exactly. You can smell me in Durango already, I'm sure.
Well, good luck, and we'll check in with you again.
Thanks, Glenn. Have a good one.
So does that sound fun to you, Lisa?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know that I could go 500 miles, but it sounds like they are having a blast. And I can't wait for her next report.
It was so funny because I did that. We were recording the dressage show with Reese and Philip last night, and I said I'd just gotten off an interview with, and they were both, that was like their nightmare. You know, is there a hotel? Who's taking care of the horses? You know?
Wow. I'm just amazed that they're finding water as readily as they are. I mean, that's, as you said, that's the big thing, you know, how do you find that?
When we were out there, Jennifer, there was water around because of the snow melt, I think, partially where those fresh streams came from. There were ponds and the lakes were beautiful. I mean, and clear. They weren't scummy at all, the ones that we saw.
And I love the story about her horse. I mean, he just sounds like a trip. I'd love to meet him.
And Devin, as I said, she's in shape. I mean, she's super athlete, and you can tell she's just having a lot of fun out there. You could probably hear that gang coming 30 miles away. They are.
I'm sure. Yeah,
They are not sneaking up on any wild animals.
No, they are well aware, and they're leaving the area.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, let's do this. Let's talk about Ovation. Do you have any Ovation products that you use?
Oh, I do. I have an Ovation helmet that I absolutely love. You know, it fits well, and it's light, and it's airy and my head doesn't sweat. And I just love it.
You know, Ovation right now, I think one of the things that makes Ovation so popular is they have so many kids products. Mm-hmm. They make a lot of products that fit kids. And
yes,
they've always had that. And if you go onto their Facebook page, you're going to see so many pictures that kids send in and they're in a full Ovation outfit. You know, so if you have kids, they're one of the first places to go is to ovationriding.com and check out all the different options because they have a ton of options for kids.
Yeah.
And they just redesigned their website too. That just came out and it is really, really nice now. You can see some of those pictures I'm talking about with the kids. You just head over there. It is just, I love their new design of their website, but they have women's stuff, girl stuff. They have a lot of men's stuff, which is not always common. They have men's boots, breeches, helmets, show coats, accessories, socks, gloves. They have all of that for men. You don't find many companies that carry the men's stuff like they do. So for kids and men is my message this week. You know, definitely check out Ovation Riding. They also have a contest going on right now. If you go to Ovation Riding on Facebook, you'll see it there. You can enter their sweepstakes for a chance to win a pair of Ovation Aqua X breeches. And I know a lot of people have the Ovation breeches and absolutely love them. Every product...
I do.
Yeah, do you?
Oh. I do. And you know, the thing about them is they fit me and a lot of other breeches don't fit me. And I love them because they fit.
You know, we have never had a even mediocre review of an Ovation product. We've been reviewing products for 9 years now. They're always good reviews of Ovation products. So, you know, that really does mean something when, and our reviewers are our listeners. So it's not us, it's our listeners saying that. They really do like the Ovation products. So check them out and go to Ovation Riding on Facebook or ovationriding.com on the web. Well, now, before we get to really bad ads, I wanted to mention, because I know I had donated to Colby's Army, which is kind of something that you work with. Just give everybody one or two lines about what it is again. Remind them what it is. And is the fundraiser still going on? What's happening with
that? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So Colby's Army is, we're a therapeutic riding center, but we basically help people with life challenges learn life lessons. And that's either through therapeutic riding or equine-assisted activities, job training for adults with disabilities, organic gardening, and it's all kind of circular. We also do homeless outreach, help the homeless become housed, and then bring them out to the farm and teach them life lessons that's going to keep them in housing. It's pretty an amazing program. It's named after my son, who had a big heart and wanted to help people, wanted to help the underdog, so to speak. And he passed away about 8 years ago, and we wanted to kind of keep his mission going. So we're based in Ashland City, Tennessee. We've got a 54-acre farm, and you know, you can just go to colbysarmy.org, and we are looking for financial gifts that will help us with our organic garden and the Horse Radio Network. And Glenn and Jen have sponsored our tomatoes for this year, and they're doing great.
I love tomatoes.
Yes, I'm going to have to send you a picture. We've got a little sign up in the garden. It says, you know.
Oh, really?
Sponsored by. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
cool. I'll send you a picture. Yeah, it's very cool. And so we're looking for, we're expanding our organic garden into a butterfly sanctuary where it's kind of a peaceful garden where people can come. So we're looking for donations for that. We're looking for horse sponsorships. It costs us $2,500 a year to maintain each one of our horses. We're looking for, you know, garden sponsorships, each of our rooms, our classroom, our office, our library. We're looking for sponsorships for that. And all of that is on our website. So it's just at colbysarmy.org. And we also have a lot of in-kind, you know, needs that's on our site as well. You know, sometimes, you know, when you need a ream of paper or a stapler and you don't have one, it can become a crisis, you know. So so we're looking for a lot of little things, too.
Well, I think your son would be very proud, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think it was kind of what he wanted to do in life, and we're just helping so many people. It's just amazing. You know, when you can help somebody who can't lean over and tie their shoe, and now they can, and they can sit back up on their own, that's just an amazing life skill. Or if you can help somebody, you know, with anger management or with time management or, you know, anything like that, it's life-changing. It's a game changer for people. So we're just glad that we can make a difference.
That has to be such an affirmation for you too on a bad day when you see all of those things happening at a place that you started and all of those lives you're changing and affecting. That just has to be so cool for you personally.
Oh, it is. And even our volunteers, a lot of our volunteers have life challenges as well. And we just to see them grow and blossom. We have some volunteers who are getting over the loss of a spouse and are grieving. And we have other volunteers who have, challenges with post-traumatic stress or depression. And just to see them come out and have them tell us that Colby's Army is their sanctuary. It's really amazing, really amazing. And we can use all the help we can get. We're small. We're a PATH therapeutic riding center, and we're just making a difference any way we can. And it's very rewarding.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to make a difference right now. I almost hate to go to really bad ads right after that.
You know what? I'm so excited always when you email me and say, can you host on Friday? And I'm like, yes, because we've got really bad ads.
Yeah, volunteer fill-in co-hosts only want to do Fridays for some reason.
I know.
Friday's the most popular day. All right, let's do it.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for really bad ads. We occasionally change our bumpers, our opening bumpers and bumpers to different things. That bumper has been the same since we started this 6 years ago and will never change.
Well, why you can't improve on
it's
perfection.
Perfect.
Yes.
So we get these ads in. They're submitted by our listeners. They usually find them in Craigslist or Facebook, and we just have a little fun with them on Fridays. These are not the people who wrote the ads, but they're, in fact, the people who are submitting the ads. Every month, we put all those names into a big pile, and we draw at the end of the month to see who wins some prizes of all of our submitters. And we have two prizes for you this month, which Jennifer is going to tell you about now.
This month, prizes are provided by Kelly Hurd Jewelry. We've got a $50 gift card. Kelly Hurd Jewelry is the place to go for fine yellow gold, white gold, sterling silver, and platinum jewelry. Beautifully created settings with gemstones, diamonds, or pearls are available to satisfy your need for sparkle. Each piece being finely crafted with meticulous attention to detail. Choose from Kelly Hurd's wide selection of finished pieces, or you can even design your own and know that you're getting the very best. Kelly Hurd Jewelry can be found at fine equestrian retailers all around the country and online at kellyhurdjewelry.com. And our second prize this month, drum roll please. It's back. The box of crap from Glenn's office closet.
Yay! Box of crap.
We take all the cool little bits and pieces that we get from various and sundry vendors all over the world, plus little bits and pieces that we find underneath of my tack trunk and throw them in Glenn's closet. And when the pile gets big enough to fall out the door, we put it in a box and send it to some lucky winner.
Now, new listeners are going to go, why are they so excited about that? This is the most coveted prize we have with longtime listeners. They could care less about winning anything else. They want to win the box of crap. I have gotten so many emails from listeners that say it's on their bucket list to win a box of crap. So, we actually put some good stuff in the box of crap. So, yeah, this is the month. You better get your ads in.
Woo-hoo!
Get all your ads in, people. This is your chance. I haven't had a box of crap in a while, so get it in today. Well, you know who finally got off his lazy ass and sent us an ad? I say that he missed a week. Is our favorite submitter, Scott Kreidler, finally sent his ad in. We gave him so much crap last week because he missed a week, but he's everybody's favorite submitter, so here he is.
Hey, this is Scott. And this ad actually was sent to me to read by our friend and fellow auditor, Jessica Troop, who recently moved from Virginia down to Florida and found this ad in the Tampa Bay area. It's for a 42-inch mower with industrial/commercial engine for $700. And it reads, "Why the hell would you need this lawnmower? Well, because it's awesome. Seriously. There's nothing wrong with it except that I have no purpose for it anymore. You see, I started a lawn mowing business, and while this bad boy of a machine is good, it can't keep up with the big dogs, commercial lawnmowers. Don't get me wrong, it will still throw some punches and give one of them boys a black eye, but it just does not have the stamina to keep up with that 18-year-old who just graduated from high school. So WTF, should you buy this machine? I call him Old Faithful. He is loyal, he'll mow the shit out of your grass because he has some pride still left in him. Even though that 18-year-old can do his job better than him, he would rather have a heart attack before he submits to that young
boy. Crikey dingo!
And provide some additional information about the mower, but I don't think I need to trouble you with that.
Did you put that in, Jennifer, or did he?
I'm afraid I had to censor.
We had to.
Wow.
Thank you, Scott. We gave him so much crap last week. All right. Ellen sent the following one in, and there's a story. There's a punchline to this that I didn't see until the end. Summer. This is an actual ad, like a printed ad that somebody posted someplace. Summer special. You've heard of hot yoga. Now try hot dressage. That's right. Hot dressage. Dexterity and lose weight while you learn to ride. How is hot dressage different than regular riding instruction? Hot dressage lessons are scheduled during the month of June, July, and August when it feels like the temperature drops or tops 100 degrees. Dressage is ridden in an outdoor sand arena, and extra premium is charged for lessons between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Participants should be prepared to sweat. Now, it turns out... This is marketing genius here. It turns out that this was posted by one of our hosts, Karen Abatista, who does the Western Dressage episode. And oh, by the way, she lives in Sarasota, Florida. So it really is above 100 degrees.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Seriously.
When nobody else will get a riding lesson, she's got a way to market it. It's genius.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to call Karen and see if anybody has done it, because between 11 and 3, you're going to die out there in the rain. That's funny. Well done, Karen. Well played.
Yeah.
All right. April sent this one in, and she read it herself.
Hi, Glenn, Jen, and Jamie. This is April with a really bad ad from my home state of Texas. Meet regret, because I instantly regretted trading for her. Two-year-old filly, AQHA application, not halter broke. Bred well. Smart. Just needs consistency that I can't offer. Sound. About 14 hands. Just a guess. Because as mentioned above, she isn't halter broke. Traded her for my big gelding to a friend who had more than time than I do, and I don't need another horse. No, I will not deliver. No, I will not send you 5,000 pictures. No, I will not send you videos. No, I will not hold her or take payment. If you're that serious, bring your trailer and come look at her. $750 or best offer. Or I might trade for the following. Saddle, no barrel saddles. I hate those things. Tack, name brand, no junk I can go pick up from my local tack store. CSI or five-star pad. Handmade bits, spurs, conchos, buckles, leggings. No, I don't want your shaps from your bull riding glory days. Registered Border Collie pup from working parents. Kelpie pup from working parents. Registered Corgi pup. No, I don't want your Aussies, Blue Heelers, or mutts you call designer breeds. Dog kennels, real kennels, not the stuff you buy from Walmart. Monat hair products. Hey, goats or sheep, they better not be sick and dying. Rifles, bow hunting crap for my obsessed husband. A mini that my three-year-old can lead and brush. Or let me know what you have. We'll see. Have a great day, y'all. Well, I guess that's that. Y'all have a great day. Happy Friday. I sure love to listen to y'all.
I guess that's that.
You know, that whoever wrote that ad should like be a kindergarten teacher, because there's no gray areas. You know, I mean, it's black and white with her.
Were you kind of surprised she had a husband? I was. I really was surprised at that. That's the most surprising thing in that ad, is she had a husband.
Exactly. Wow.
There's a catch. All right. Lisa, you have the next one.
Okay. Hot rod with off-road capabilities, $2,500, Delta, Colorado. 2015 model, red, clear title, well-maintained, one owner, no dents or scratches, good motor. And there's this awesome picture of this really cute looking little chestnut quarter horse along with a copy of his or her registration papers. So there you go.
We're actually loving the new rules on not selling animals on Facebook.
Exactly.
Loving it.
People are getting really clever now. Yeah.
They are. And this one works. And, you know, honestly, he's very cute.
He is kind of cute. Yeah, he is kind of cute. He's got the
little
white,
red Corvette.
White stripe. Yeah.
Yeah, little white blaze. And very cute.
Well, the next one has to be, and I'll read the ad, but then I want Lisa to describe it. This has to be the worst trailer we have had in 6 years of trailers on this show. A bad trailer. This is a bad trailer. This one,
not at all.
This is really bad. Okay. $900 they want for this thing. Hi, selling my animal hauling trailer that is 15 foot long, 8 foot wide, great for farm animals, cows, pigs, goats, horses, flat is a triple axle trailer. Please call Jesse at.
Okay, so I think Jesse should pay somebody $900 to take this away.
Yes.
Because this is, it looks like it's made out of plywood. It does have three axles, and it looks like it's got maybe two tires, and the other tires, I'm sure, are full of dry rot. It's kind of an open stock trailer, no roof. It's got some horizontal mesh wire things, kind of looks kind of like round pen panels.
Yes, and, that might be what it is. They've taped, duct taped together round pen panels.
Might be what it is, with a plywood bottom. And, you know, this whole thing is parked on this, like this hill that it's all grown up. I don't even think that you could like pull this
thing. No, it's sitting on the ground.
Yeah. It's like stuck into the ground.
The tires are non-existent. There's no tires. It's sitting
up to the hubcaps. Yeah. You know, they're up to the hubcaps in dirt and muck and rocks and brush. And
they want $900 for this.
Well, I think the guy's going to pay somebody $900 to take it. That's what I think.
Don't they listen to our show? Your limit on your really crappy trailers is $300. That's it. That's all you're allowed to ask for your crappy trailers. Well, Jennifer's going to post this crappy trailer on our Facebook page.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a classic right there.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay. So, do I get the next one?
You got it.
Okay. Very sweet, flashy Pentelusa gelding, $1,000 in Blairsville. Da Vinci is a very sweet 15-hand, 5-year-old paint Appaloosa course gelding. He is broke to ride but needs more miles to be good broke. He loads right in most trailers, will not pull when tied but does paw sometimes okay for farrier but can be impatient if they are slow. Gets along with goats, cows, chickens but is not too fond of llamas and will chase them. Pics don't do him justice. He is very pretty. I have way too many critters and need to find him a new home soon. Call or text.
I like Pentelusa.
I like the Pentelusa. Yeah. He's a Pentelusa. Pentelusa, you know, I mean, here's a llama guard. You know, he's going to chase all the llamas out of your
that's the problem we all have.
You know, I mean, you know, doesn't everybody get stray llamas coming into the pasture every now and then? You know, so problem solved.
There you go.
Yeah.
The next one, I you really almost have to see this ad because it's very short. But I'll tell you what the ad says, and then I'll tell you what the picture is, okay? Because that's what makes this ad. This was apparently in Louisville, of course. The ad is for a pacer mare and 5-month-old filly sired by a beautiful thoroughbred stallion. That's it. That's the entire ad. Now, if you're going to put an ad in that says nothing about what you're selling, like size, color, age, whatever, says training. Nothing about the horses that you're selling, you should really have a picture of the horses. In this case, it literally is a picture of their driveway. There's nothing in the driveway. It's just a picture pointing down of the driveway.
Yes.
That's it.
It's a nice gravel driveway.
Yeah, it's gravel.
Lovely gravel.
Yes. Circular.
You know, it's like one of those pictures you accidentally take when you're getting your phone out, you know, when you're just pointing down and they didn't look and see that the horses weren't actually in the picture. God. Who posts this stuff? All right. Lisa sent the following one in and she reads it.
Hey, guys. This is Lisa in Northern Virginia, and this is not exactly a for sale ad, but this caught my attention as I was looking for jobs. It says, care needed for one toddler, Boyd's, Maryland. We are looking for someone to provide in-home care for our daughter who is 14 months. We have a son who is 11 that does not require care and also spends the summers away. Ideal situation would be live-in. Perks of the job would be riding a competitive young event horse. What? What did I just read? Why is that even in there? It literally came up on a search as I was looking for jobs related to horses. I don't think this exactly counts.
But plus, they don't know horse people. Most horse girls of that age are not going to want to take care of a kid and a horse.
Exactly.
They're really
exactly.
Wanting the horse, not the kid. That is an odd ad.
Wow. You just wonder about some people, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. You're perking the job. People. You don't get paid. You don't get nothing, but you get to take care of my horse in addition to the kid, which is really what that said between the lines.
Well, this next one was sent in by Denise, and I love this one because as an author and a writer, I love typos. So standard breed horse. So I'm assuming that this is the standard breeds that we just talked to Kimberly about. Standard breed horse, $1,500, Jonesboro. Tattooed standard breed, 13 years old, sound as they come, trail ridden, and has speed if you call on him. Need no spurs. Just ask him to pick it like a white picket fence. Just ask him to pick it up. We'll consider trade on four-wheeler that can be used around barn. I will take phone calls only, will not reply to any text or emails. Thank you.
Once again, no size, nothing. Just sound. Yep. He's not broke.
He's just sound. He's,
Right. Nope. You don't need spurs, though. Just ask him to pick it up. Well, Beth sent the following one, and this is her farm tractor for free.
Oh.
Yeah, that's always good. This tractor has a good running diesel engine, PTO, and hydraulics that work as they should. The problem is the tractor seems to be stuck in neutral. It was working perfectly fine until it wasn't. It provided no warning signs, no limping, no coughing, no pinning of ears or swishing of tail. It just stopped moving. I backed it into a corner with the bush hog to get the tall stuff per her back into second gear to finish the job, and nothing. She hasn't moved since. Could be an easy fix, maybe not, so bring your flatbed and toolbox. If you could get the old girl to move under her own power or with a tow chain, she's yours. All I ask is that when it is time for her to go, you give her a respectful end as a lawn ornament or some suburban setting with gladiolas growing up between her flat, dry-rotted front tires. I got to tell you, when you trash the transmission on a tractor, having been there, is not an easy fix.
It is not an easy fix.
No, it's pretty
but,
bad.
You know, this person loves their tractor.
Doesn't love it enough to... Doesn't it love it enough to put it in their own front yard with the gladiators growing up?
Well, that is true.
That's that is not true. That much love.
Yes, that is true. But holy cow.
They want it in your front yard, not theirs.
Yes, probably because they can't get it into their front yard.
Exactly.
That seems to be the problem.
The tractor's dead. They have nothing to tow it with.
No, exactly. Yes, exactly.
You have the next one. Jenny sent it in.
Jenny Stevenson Brubaker, it's from the Fort Wayne Craigslist, well-bred AQHA filly, $1,800, St. Joe. 2016 AQHA filly can be double register to Buckskin, also out of Simply Done Deal by Simply Hot Damn, is out of HH Red Rocket, out of Zippo's.
Hold it there, Lisa. There, you're reading like there's punctuation in it. There's no punctuation.
No, there is no punctuation.
Yeah, so you have there to is read no it like there's no punctuation.
Would you like me to start again?
Yeah, start again because you're not doing it right. You got to read it right.
Well, that means I have to take a really big breath. Okay, so here I go. 2016 AQHA filly can be double registered to Buckskin. Also out of Simply Done Deal by Simply Hot Dam is out of HH Red Rocket, out of Zippo's Mr. Goodbar stands at 14 hands, now strings to 15, 3 hands. Starting to lunge, stands tight, I'll take pleasure bread, top and bottom, very neat install, no vices, stands for farrier, clip ears without twitching, good for shots. Nice filly, easy to look at, and health reason is why she is for sale.
Yeah. Breath listening to that.
Those are not easy to read when they put those damn names in either.
And so my question is, okay, is it the health reason of the owner or the health reason of the horse?
That's a good point.
Why it's for sale.
I didn't think about that. They don't clarify that, do they?
They do not clarify it, so that's a red flag for me.
All right, two more. From Facebook, this Kayla sent this in, and she's in Maryland, so that's probably where this ad is from. For sale to experienced horse owner only. Must have references. You're going to die if you're not experienced with what that says. I am posting my bleep whole horse. I mean pony gelding for sale. Gig is 5 years old, 13-hand Welsh Hackney gelding. He is a little and mighty, a true definition of a project. His good thing, or the good things about Gig. He looks cute. He is a cuddly 50% of the time. He is an easy keeper and will eat anything. He is happy to live out 24/7. He gets along with other horses. He is good for the new farrier because he kicked the crap out of the old one, probably. He is perfectly sound. The bad things about Gig. He looks so cute, you let him get away with the crap you shouldn't. He gets angry at being cuddled 50% of the time. I have a Hackney, so this is all just relatable. He will eat anything, lead, ropes, and garden mulch, for example. He kicked the previous farrier, who thankfully had good health insurance. He is perfectly sound, yet not broke, despite the efforts of a consortium of qualified trainers. So if you are up for a lifetime of challenges and character building, moments... So if you're up for a lifetime of challenges and character-building moments, drop me a text and let's get together over caffeinated beverages to discuss. I think probably alcoholic beverages would be the only
way. I would think so. Yes. I would think so. Now, there's no price listed on
this
horse.
No, they just want it's free. Just come take it. Just come take it. You can get this one for free.
Has to be.
Having had two Hackneys in my life, everything here is so relatable. We did have our first Hackney was a roadster pony, and he was a little nuts. And the farrier just said, look, this horse stands on two legs straight up in the air the entire time I'm here. And he did. He stood straight up on two legs, rearing the entire time. And she said, I'm just not trying to do his feet anymore because I can't get to his feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we had to drug him then. From then on, we had to drug him to get his feet done. It was
just, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I relate to everything in that ad right there.
Are you trying to sell Scooter?
Yeah, this is Scooter's ad right here. And
I was just
going to
ask if Scooter didn't need like a little friend.
You know, yeah, it'd be perfect. Oh, good. Yeah. And Scooter likes to be touched 50% of the time, and then the other 50%, not so much. He's just, this is perfect. Well written. Thanks for sending that. Kayla's met Scooter, so I think that's why I got this ad, actually. All right. Laura's going to help us with the last one.
Welsh Pony Unicorn. Well, almost. $4,200. Price reduced. This pony is looking to be somebody's new best friend. Snow Day is a 12-year-old medium-large, 13.1, three-quarter hand on his Colorado Hunter Jumper Association pony card, Section B Welsh gelding, who does it all. Snow Day loves children and is wonderful with little ones on the lead and lunge line, but he also jumps and does dressage. He has been shown, used in a lesson program, hauled all over for lessons, indoor arenas, cross-country, dressage, English, playdates, etc. He literally does it all.
Okay, don't you really? Aren't you waiting for the butt? I'm waiting for the
butt. I'm waiting.
Yeah. Okay. This is the perfect pony name. What is it? Snow something?
Snow Day.
Snow Day. That's perfect, actually. All right. Yeah. Let's hear if we see a good butt.
He has a motor, so he's best for a confident rider. But he has no buck or meanness at all. He just likes to move. He is very athletic, out of a Hillcrest mare, and sired by Helicon Sport Pony Stallion. His gaits are all very soft and easy to ride, and his jump is very smooth to learn on, and he is very responsive. He free jumps up to 3 feet without batting an eye, and even has his lead changes. He has more arena experience than trail time, but has been on a few trails as well. Snow day leads, ties, loads, clips, bays, etc. Just don't ask him to cross water, lol, because that's scary. He's even big enough for small adults to ride, and he is super fun. So why am I selling this almost unicorn, you ask? Because my son prefers Legos, period. After 2 years of trying to lure, wrestle, bribe, cajole, and manhandle my son from the ages 5 to 7 on the perfect pony, I am exhausted. I did it all. A new pony saddle, lessons at a fancy barn in town, let all his horse crazy friends ride snow day to make him jealous, a sparkly brow band, an embroidered saddle pad with both of their names on it. But unless anyone out there can rebuild this pony out of Lego pieces, it simply ain't gonna happen. So I am sadly surrendering my lifelong goal, hallucination, of having my horse crazy son ride alongside me. Snow Day deserves someone to be excited about him. He is currently on lease to a local equestrian center where he is being used in their summer lesson program. Please call, text, or email for more info if you are interested and can provide a good home, or if you have any tricks for turning Snow Day into a Lego pony. Reasonable offers considered. Serious inquiries only. Thank you.
Oh, it just makes me sad for that woman. Her dreams are crushed.
Oh, so sad.
How many moms, though, horsey moms, get the kid that doesn't want to be on horses? And there must be a point where you realize that it ain't going to happen and you're just crushed.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure it happens thousands of times every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was well read, though, Laura. Thank you, everybody, for sending it. We had more ads, too, submitted by Lisa, Joy, Sydney, Betty, Katie, and Claire that we didn't have time to get to today, but Jennifer always keeps them in the queue, so you might hear them in a future week. And, of course, whether your ad's read on the show or not, it's always put in the pile for the prizes. And, of course, we have the box of crap, everybody's coveted box of crap. And you
know
what?
Deal.
There's no better way to end a Friday than with really bad ads. It always makes my week. I've done a lot of shows by Friday, and by Friday, this is always my last show of the week, and I just love doing really bad ads. It really is fun, and you guys make it so much fun by submitting the good ones. And Lisa, you are so good. You're getting so good at really bad ads now.
Oh, I just love the really bad ads. I practice for them, you know. It's in my spare time. I love it. It's so much fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun. Well, and Lisa, thank you so much for joining us again. What's your website again where people can get your books?
It's lisawysocki.com, W-Y-S-O-C-K-Y, lisawysocki.com. And the new book that's coming out is called The Main Equation.
Now, I did notice that a couple of our auditors have started listening or reading your books from the beginning. So what's the what's the name of the first book?
First one is The Opium Equation, and then there's The Magnum Equation and The Fame Equation. And I have to give a shout out to the auditors. You know, everywhere I go, they're just rabid. They just kind of track me down, and I'm sure they do this to other people that are on the show as well. But they are so loyal. So they're just such a great group.
I asked Mary if she'd seen Allison yet, Allison tracked her down.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yes. I have no doubt. Yeah. It's a big family, and so it's just a great group.
So we need to get, how far are you from Dallas?
Nashville is about 11 hours from Dallas.
Oh, it's quite a ways. Because say
it's a bit of a hike. It's about 500 miles.
Our RV road trip in Dallas starting at Fort Worth. We should have you come down for the weekend and join us at the Mustang Makeover.
That would be fun.
Jamie's going to be there. Wendy, Dr. Wendy's coming along and a bunch of our listeners. So that I'll let you know the date in case you
Let me know the date. Yeah, I'll make it if I can.
Get free.
That would be
weekend.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it depends how Kat Enright's doing, I think. But you know what?
So.
We're in Fort Worth. She's bound to find a dead body someplace. So.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the next book that comes out, which probably won't be out for a little bit yet, but it's going to be a trail riding book. So that'll be fun.
Well, Devin, you got to get Devin written into the book somewhere.
I need to talk to her. Yeah,
she can tell you some stories.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back on Monday. Jamie will be back. All our other shows are coming out, so please check the app or horseradionetwork.com. You'll find all the other shows that are coming out. Of course, Jennifer, we always forget Jennifer. Thank you for all your hard work this week and also for Horse Tip Daily, which is a lot of people's favorite shows. So thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
She wants to go ride her horse. She's saying, would you finish the show?
Just hurry up and close the show. I'm going to ride a horse.